Tomorrow we're going to be reading Parashat Yitro, and of course the dramatic highlight of the laning is the Aseret HaDibrot. And the minhag in many, many shuls is that we stand when we lane the Aseret HaDibrot. That's brought down by the Sharei Ephraim, a classic sefer on the halachot of Hilchot Kriyat HaTorah, Shar Zayin, Sif Lamed Zayin. Everybody stands, even though we don't normally stand for the laning. Nevertheless, for the Aseret HaDibrot, we do stand. However, there are those who have questioned whether or not it's correct practice to stand. And very importantly, there's a tshuva of the Rambam in Simon Mem Vav, which is brought by a number of Achronim, who says that one shouldn't stand for the Aseret HaDibrot. Why not? Essentially, there's a Gemara in Masechet Brachot on Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, which says that in the Beit HaMikdash, they used to read the Aseret HaDibrot every day as part of the Seder HaTfilah before Kriyat Shema. They used to do that in the Gevulin outside of the Beit HaMikdash as well, but they cancelled that. They stopped doing that because of what they call Taromet HaMinim, the fact that non-believers or sectarians wanted to suggest that, yeah, it's only the Aseret HaDibrot which are an important part of the Torah. They were given directly by Hashem, but the rest of it isn't so important and we don't need to abide by it to the same degree. And therefore, so as not to make out the Aseret HaDibrot are so important, therefore they didn't say them every day as part of the Seder HaTfilah. So the Rambam wants to suggest that also because of this point, we shouldn't stand up for the reading of the Aseret HaDibrot because it would communicate a mistaken notion, the what he calls a hefset ha'emunah, a lack in faith. It would suggest that this is the most important part of the Torah and the other things are not so important. However, not everybody agrees with that Rambam. There's the tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel, that's Rav Shmuel Abuhav, who was an important 17th century posek in Italy, who supports the minhag to stand. And he says the reason why we stand for the reading of Aseret HaDibrot is not because it's more important per se, but it's because it's a reenactment of Ma'amad Har Sinai. It's like we're receiving the Shekhinah, and when we receive the Shekhinah, we should stand up. Also, the Tov Ayin of the Chidah, in another important Sfardi authority, he says that one should stand for the Aseret HaDibrot, and you don't need to worry about this concern of Tarot HaMinim. Why? Because we don't just read the Aseret HaDibrot, we read the whole Torah over the course of the year, and even on this Shabbat, we don't just read the Pesukim of the Aseret HaDibrot, but we read the whole Sedra, which has got lots of other things in it as well, and therefore we're showing that we hold that all of the Sefer Torah is holy and is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So essentially in the Achronim, there is some discussion about this, what's the correct thing to do. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva in Tshuvot Anagot, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Mem Dalet, where he makes the suggestion that, you know what, why don't you stand up a bit before the Aseret HaDibrot, and then you're not standing up just for the Aseret HaDibrot, you're standing up for some extra Pesukim as well, and then we don't need to worry too much about the concern of the Rambam, because we're showing that, no, we stand up for lots of parts of the Torah. And in actual fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's one of the reasons why Bichlal we don't need to worry about the Rambam. We also stand up for Shirat Hayam, last Shabbat and on Shvi Shel Pesach. So it's not just for the things that we believe, you know, or that mistaken people believe is just from Hashem, but it's, you know, we stand up for various bits. We stand up for the last psukim of each of the Sefarim, etc., etc. So there's really no need to worry. Rav Moshe Sternbach also makes the observation that he thinks, according to the Rambam, on Shavuot it would certainly be permissible to stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot, because there it's not just the status of Kriyat HaTorah that you're standing up, but it's a reenactment of Ma'amad Har Sinai. Rav Ovadia Yosef has a couple of tshuvot on this subject. One in Yechavedat, Chelek Aleph Simon Kaftet. He brings various poskim, Sfardi poskim, on both sides of the debate. Unsurprisingly, he paskins like the Rambam. and says that one shouldn't stand up for the reading of the Aseret HaDibrot, because that's what the Rambam said. In Chelek Vav Simen Chet, he discusses the case of a person who's in a shul where everybody else is standing up, and their minhag is, what he said correctly, not to stand up. Should they stand up together with everybody else or not? And he says that proper practice is they should actually sit down, even though he says we've got a halakhic principle that Ein La Shevet Lo Yeh that a person shouldn't sit down when everybody else is standing up, or vice versa. He says that only applies when you haven't got a good reason. But if you've got a good reason for what you're doing, like as he says, everybody else is wrong on this, then you should stay sitting, even though everybody else is standing up. He says, but it could seem like a zilzut, it could be like you're behaving badly towards the kehillah, or badly towards the Aseret HaDibrot, you're refusing to stand up for them when everybody else is. So if you know that that's what's going to happen in the shul, then the best thing to do would be to stand up for the whole leining on that Shabbat, and then it wouldn't be so noticeable. Rav Voldenberg in Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Zayin, Simen Kafav, also has a tshuva on this subject, and he dismisses the Rambam's concerns on two grounds. Number one, he says that it's only the Rambam who mentions this. None of the other Rishonim mention it, so we can assume that in actual fact, it's a machloket between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim don't think it's a problem, and therefore we don't have to paskin like the Rambam. Also, very interestingly, he says, no, this is a tshuva of the Rambam that disappeared for several hundred years and was uncovered in a Geniza somewhere hundreds of years after it was written, and therefore we don't have to give it too much halachic validity. This is a much wider discussion. He relates to the comments of the Chazon Ish on this sort of subject. What's the status of things which have fallen, where the Masorah has fallen away from them. In terms of, it might be that the Rambam's 100% correct, but this view was lost for hundreds of years, and then it resurfaced when they cleared out of Geniza and found this tshuva of the Rambam. Is it, how important is it for us halakhically? He makes the observation that if this was a well-known shita of the Rambam, then it would have been quoted even before it surfaced in a physical sense. But the fact that it wasn't shows that earlier Acharonim simply weren't aware of it, and therefore it wasn't part of the halakhic tradition. Ad kan.